R&R show here, week after the Notre Dame crushing. Of course, the co-host is Ryan Millard. So what do you think of the game there, Ryan?
I thought it was great. First time I've seen Michigan played well all season, which was really good to see, and I enjoyed it.
Four quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, all four quarters, definitely. Even got some backups some time, which was good, which we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, it was a total domination. I'm pretty sure that Notre Dame may be the worst team in college football. I don't know how much they're reading to this win, you know. It's sort of...
They got to be around there for one of the worst teams. I mean, like you said, I debate, you know, I think Appalachian State could probably whoop on them.
If they were playing each other, I'd take Appalachian State over Notre Dame. They look that bad. Well, actually,
yep.
I shouldn't be saying that. Like, Appalachian State's a bad team. You know, they beat Michigan, so.
Right.
But they would get, yeah, they may, I don't know if they'll win until, they might go 0-8 until, what, the Army game or whatever, whoever they play. That,
I think Navy.
Navy, yeah. I don't see them. I don't think they'll beat State. I don't know if they'll beat, they won't out Purdue. It's pretty... Haven't actually looking decent so far. I don't see anything.
Right.
Charlie Weiss
yep.
is going to be in trouble down there. Last time this happened, they had, what's his name, Davey at the helm. Was it? What was that last coach they had before Ty Willingham? Davey. He's an analyst now. For
I know. Well, you know, I can't even remember his name. But
he was
so bad.
They ran him out of town after an 0-3 season. And,
I don't think they will with Charlie Weiss just because they signed him to that 10-year extension. I don't think they wouldn't get rid of him. It would be too much of a payout. I mean, they couldn't afford to pay him out for 10 years salary. But, they ain't looking good for Notre Dame, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know who's recruiting around there, but they might want to start recruiting linemen. Dear God, Michigan team, they got scorched by everybody else's.
Yeah. Maybe Rudiger's doing a recruiting around there.
Well, the first quarter was just a great start. That they tried to go, of course, they tried to do the spread offense on us, which I sort of felt like it was coming, and it blew up as soon as they lit the hit the ignition. Boom! There, and I thought
first
it was safety
the game.
First, but I guess they called it down on the one. Yeah, and they had a freshman, running back back there ready to take the snap. I don't even know what he's thinking with that. But,
yeah,
it worked in our favor.
That was an idiotic play call. I don't know who would come into Michigan Stadium and run that play first unless you have, like, a senior leader or, like, a really good running back like a McFadden or something back there.
Right.
Then maybe you could run something like that, but not with a freshman. That's ballsy.
It's an understatement. It seemed like it sort of set the tone for the whole day, if you really think about it. I mean, from there on out, it was a total massacre. And Michigan actually looked like the ranked number 5 team that, was meant to be at the beginning of the season. And Mike Hart did what he had to do as usual. He's the one that shows up every game,
And I hate to break the news to Jimmy Clausen. You're not going to win 4 national championships.
Oh, that just went out. Yeah, 4 Heismans, 4 national. Showing his rings, his high school rings. Look what I got. This is a whole new ballgame, brother. Yeah. And it's interesting that this Mallett Clausen thing sort of took off a year before it really was supposed to, because they're 1-2 nationally ranked in recruiting. So everybody sort of thought they'd see that next year, and it. And we got it early, a year early, and Ryan Mallett went round one.
Yeah, it played out that way, and Mallett really played a decent game. He didn't throw the game away. He didn't lose the game, but he didn't win the game, and that's exactly what the coaches ask him. I mean, the defense and Mike Hart let them win the game for you, just manage the game, and I thought the kid did really well on that. Got to give him some credit.
Yeah, you got to give him credit. He does have a little better team to play with, but... Jimmy Clausen I don't know what the recruiter saw. I don't know when he was in high school, but I just don't see where this talent is oozing out of. I've seen two freshmen do some great things, and I didn't see him do anything.
He looked all right with his accuracy, you know, not too bad for a freshman. You know, it kind of reminds me when Brady Quinn started taking snaps his first game against Purdue. You know, it was rough. He's not a bad quarterback. You know, one thing he will get better at in time is he won't stay in the pocket so long. He won't wait to throw the ball.
He held that ball. He held the ball forever.
Yeah, and he can't do that because his line is horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
And, the Michigan, you know, from top to bottom played well. The machete, John Thompson was knocking people down.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham actually showed up. Donovan Warren, let me tell you, we got a good corner on our hands right there. He played.
He is a good, solid corner. That's right.
We got next year. We got a 5-star, one of the best corners in the nation coming in. He has a crazy name. It's like Casco. I can't even pronounce it. But it's sort of a Biaka Batuka, but he's another good corner. So we're actually, our secondary will be very good in a few years. So that's good news. But he looked good.
Yeah,
Donovan Warren looked good.
That's the problem with Michigan, though. Like, we always get these top talented cornerbacks, but they come in a group, like all at once, and then once they leave, like, we're stranded for a couple seasons. And it seems like there's always one or two guys, key guys that are missing, and you know, we just need all around better defensive backs, and it seems like we'll have one or two every year, but that's it.
Right. And Donovan Warren, I can tell you right now, he's gonna be a good one. The way he's played. He's played well all three games actually. I haven't seen him. He didn't have any problems. I mean, everybody had a problem in the Doug game, but I guess I wouldn't put him out there as one of our bigger problems in that game.
He's definitely solid.
Yeah, and the defensive line played great. Brandon Graham on one of our defensive ends, who's supposed to sort of be our next Lamar Woodley, finally showed up. Played great.
Yep.
Big 55. And that's what the team needs. They need some aggression. They actually had some aggression in that game. And they look good. Sean Crable is outstanding, of course. He usually has been solid all year, besides the blocking on the field goal in that Appalachian State game. We won't get into that.
Well, he's not much of a blocker, but...
Well, he's 6'7".
Right, he's a big cat.
Why do we have our 6'7" guy blocking on the end?
Yeah, and he's got kind of small legs for a guy of his size, but maybe it's just because he's so tall.
Right.
But Michigan seems to move him around quite a bit. I mean, linebacker, defensive end, of course.
Yeah.
The best player on defense, you're going to want to put him in the best possible situation to stop the play. So, I mean, I like him better at linebacker, but I think he gets pushed around on the line a little bit more. But, I mean, you know, you gotta fill your needs and put your best player where you need him. So,
right.
I think he's playing great, most solid person on their defense.
Yep, definitely in the linebacking core. I think John Thompson might be taking some steps in the right direction as to being a real stud, maybe. You know, a good run stopper.
He cut you up. Yeah, he showed a lot of promise this game. So, you know, and all we talked about last week was how bad our defense was, and it was kind of the opposite side of the spectrum this game. I mean, they really stepped up.
It's hard to tell with Notre Dame, though. It's, you know, we don't know if this is how we're good or is this how bad Notre Dame is. You know, I think we'll find out a lot here in the Penn State game.
Yeah, that's true. And Michigan controlled the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. I mean, they blew Notre Dame's line right off the ball. And that's exactly what you got to do to get penetration in the quarterback
ran the same play behind Jake Long, I don't know how many times.
Oh, man, yeah. They finally decided to run behind Jake Long.
Yeah.
And the other, what's the guard's name, Krause. I mean, they stuck behind those boys, and what, Hart go for 187 yards?
Yeah.
I mean,
in his sleep.
That's exactly what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Bread and butter, man. I mean, stick with it.
Right. Miner actually looked good. He didn't fumble or nothing. He had like 87 yards or something like that. So 16
yeah,
carries, 17 carries.
Slow.
Yeah, he started starting to get it at the end there.
Yeah, he had some good carries at the end. And, no fumbles.
That's what we want.
That's all the Michigan backup running backs. That's all they need to not do is fumble. If you don't fumble, give Mike Hart a blow every once in a while so he can catch his breath. I mean, that's all you have to do. Get you know, 3 to 4 yards a carry. I mean, that's all they really need. And Michigan's not too big on running halfback screens or anything like that, so, you know, the running backs don't have to have the best hands, but just hold on to that rock, boys.
Back to Ryan Mallett, he threw some nice touchdowns, great throw to Adrian Arrington, who's still playing well. Mario finally got on the board with a touchdown, and Greg Matthews looked pretty good. And so,
I thought he did quite well.
Yeah.
Had some real touch on the balls. You know, didn't really try to force anything. Just, you know, played his game how the coaches wanted him to. And
yeah, like his fire.
Really well.
Nice to see a quarterback smile here and there. Chad Henningson,
yeah.
Blah. Most time.
Yeah, and you can tell he loves playing for the team.
Yep.
I mean, he absolutely loves playing for Michigan. You can see that in his eyes. He just,
yep.
I mean, he wants to try and do everything better the next play. And, you know, that one play they tried running the transcontinental, and I believe they threw it to Arrington, and then they tried throwing it back to Mallett, and he fell down.
Yeah, I mean, that
he was laughing about it. I mean, that was kind of funny.
He talked about the press conference a little bit, too.
Yeah, it kind of showed how bad Notre Dame was if they're going to run that play with a 6'7" quarterback.
Yeah.
Who probably runs like a 5 flat 40.
You know, I mean, he's not too bad for his size. He seems to move around decent. I don't think he's sticking the mud like a John Navarre or even a Chad Henning. And I thought it was sort of weird that Chad Henning was up in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just found that
weird. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that thinks that's weird. It seems like he'd have him down. I know his legs sort of. You know, I thought he'd be down there sort of giving the rook some, you know, talking to him or whatever, you know, giving him some pointers. You know, I don't know what I saw. It was weird that he was up in the press box.
Yeah, I thought it was a little odd, too. You know, he wasn't even wearing, like, his game jersey. I mean, he was just wearing, like, a Michigan polo.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of odd, but I thought maybe, like, he was helping out, you know, check out some plays up in the booth. Being a quarterback, you know, you're always looking at reads and coverages and that type of thing. So maybe helping the coaching staff out a little bit more. And, you know, the kid's been there for 4 years. So he's played Notre Dame for 4 years, so he knows what they're going to throw at him.
Right. I heard he might take some snaps this week in practice. It's a possibility. So we'll see. I don't know. Supposedly he's not going to play, but I guess he's to the point where he can actually go and practice. So.
Michigan doesn't need him in the game to win, but it does help. I mean, Mallett did a great job. You know, you're always going to want your senior quarterback in before a freshman, but, you know, Michigan can still definitely win without Henny in there,
right?
Which gives our team a lot of hope.
There's a rumor flying around right now that Johnny Sears has been kicked off the team. For drugs, I believe. A drug test failed. I mean, that's the rumor. I don't know if there's been a confirmation on it. If you didn't notice, Johnny Sears was nowhere to be seen in that game. Not on sidelines or anywhere.
I was wondering because he was doing the kick returns against Oregon, and he wasn't in there for Notre Dame. So, you know, I wondered why I didn't see him on the field, and that would probably be why. But, yeah, I hadn't heard that yet, and that's too bad if it is.
Yeah, wasting your opportunity. Have fun playing it. You know, wherever you're going to end up, Miami of Ohio or wherever. Usually that's where somebody kicked off the team and end up in some smaller conference. But, you know,
Idaho State.
Yeah, exactly, Idaho State. He struggled to begin with in the secondary. He started that first game and he was pulled immediately. His punt return, he got pulled on that too. He was struggled with punt return. He fumbled one. I mean, I don't think he's a big loss by any means, but, you know, it's too bad you got to go screw it up when you're playing for Michigan. I mean, you know, anybody else had an opportunity, you know.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he played so horrible, his life just went in a complete downward spiral. Started messing with drugs, you know, started hanging out with the wrong people, then. Before you know it, you know, you're hanging out with criminals.
Yeah, hanging out with criminals, you know, God knows what else he did. But Billy Carr
is
not.
Out with, Maurice Claret or something.
Yeah, there you go. It's probably got a bulletproof vest on, driving down, you know, 94. But
yeah.
he's you know, and Lloyd Carr doesn't take that. He's really not, you know. You get in his doghouse, and you gotta get out, and that's past the doghouse. You're gone. So.
Yeah, and you know, there's few people that have been in Lloyd's doghouse and got out. I mean, this is years ago, but Dreisbach, when he was their quarterback, I believe he got in trouble for some, like,
right, yeah, he did.
Stuff, and he was gone. He never took another snap for Michigan. He was always on their roster and on their team, but he didn't ever play again.
Right, yeah, he blew that.
He was a starter, so, I mean, Lloyd is the most giving coach in the world.
Right. We had Carson Butler there, our tight end. He was in trouble. He got kicked off the team for that. He jumped somebody in a dorm room, and then he got acquitted on the charges. Now he's back. They reinstated him. He was in the doghouse and played the first game, but now he saw some action in the last two. So he's sort of back,
yeah.
Which is good because our tight ends are very, very thin.
Yeah, Mike Massey, you know, I like him a lot, but he's really not a true tight end. He looks more like a wide receiver when you see him. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the field.
And he always goes, hit a lot of false starts. Seems like he's always going offside or something.
Right, you know, and he's an okay blocker, a really good route runner.
No, they aren't too big on his brother either.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle or end or whatever he was. But moving on here, we got some mail. Mailbag time, everybody. Yeah. I wish we had we need a little jingle here. Mail!
Yeah.
All right. this one's from, he didn't really give me a name. He just is, it's a MySpace team. Check it out here. It's about, he wants to talk about the big house and how quiet it is, which I've sort of ranted on my blog before. It won't be the first time, probably won't be the last. But our, the big house is sort of quiet. Probably because it's filled with people 60 and older for 80% fans.
That's true. But, you know, they even mentioned it on ABC during the Notre Dame game that, you know, the place is huge, but it's really not intimidating to come play at. And, you know, there's a lot of different things they're going to be doing with that stadium. I heard they're putting in more.
Yep, they are. They're
going to. Luxury boxes,
box
yep. and a few other things. So
luxury,
you know,
boxes going,
like,
up on the other side of the stadium and all that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get some more stuff in there so that, you know, the sound kind of resonates back down towards the field.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was in row two for that Wisconsin game, and I had so many people telling me to sit down. And it's like, you know what? Go sit down at home, man. I'm in row two at the big house right now. I'm not gonna sit down and shut up. So. You know, get over it. If you stand up and the person behind you stands up, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, I don't know.
You're lucky enough to get tickets, man. You're going to be going apeshit when you're there. So, hey, yeah, I feel the same way. If you're going to the big house, there's no need to sit down at any point during a Michigan game unless it's a blowout.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of older people there with their head, you know, their radio sets on, whatever, you know, so I think that doesn't help either. But then, you know, the noise goes out of the place because there's the way it's built and all that. So, I mean, that doesn't help either. I mean, you look at Penn State and that place is crazy. And you look at ours and it's not
Happy
crazy
Valley.
At all, yeah.
It's nuts when you see during the games just how loud it is there. I mean, you know, I'm glad we don't have to go back there this year. And, like, another question I have, does Michigan have a road game this year?
Yeah.
Are we playing every game at home this season? You know, because I don't have a problem with that, but criminy. Four games in a row at home.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Yeah, what do the white jerseys look like again? I mean, we had.
Right. Do they have a yellow line through it? Does it not have a yellow line through it? I don't know.
Well, anyway, that question was from www.myspace.com/JamminJUs. If you want to check him out, he was the one that asked the question there. We got a second
question, though.
Huh? You see
that? So that is a good question.
Yeah, it is. You know?
I mean, for as big as that place is, it should be way louder.
We got a second question here. He's just wondering how we think Sam McGuffey, Daryl Stoneham, and Matt will do next year in the All-Texas offense. This is a question from Zach through MySpace. And I think our future looks pretty bright on offense.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that McGuffey has a very good chance of starting next year, you know, depending on how Grady's recovery comes back. And Miner, I wouldn't trust Miner to start, really. I don't think
he's starting material.
Yeah, I just don't think his numbers are good enough to really give him the nod, plus his fumbling problems. You know, I'd say it would be between McGuffey and Grady, and Grady will be a senior. I don't know if did he redshirt this year?
I don't know. I don't think he has. Not that I'm aware of. Now, somebody out there, correct me if I'm wrong. Send in an email or whatever, but I don't think he has redshirted now, which is surprising. If not, I've heard rumors he might not be out the whole year either, so. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, his recovery is coming quickly, which is good.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. McGuffey, you know, just from what I've seen of him, the kid's amazing. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's starting next year. And, you know, Mallett most definitely will be starting next year. And I can't wait to see. I don't know about the Stoneham.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I hear he is a stud, though. We're set for the future. Now, your other concern has to be make sure these guys stay with their commitments. I know McGuffey hears a lot of things from the Texas A&M still down there. They're still probably pursuing him a bit. So Michigan's having a sort of rough year. So as long as he stays on board, his MySpace is still decked out in Michigan gear. So we're all good there, it looks like. So
he's the one I know the most about. So, you know, I'm hoping he comes. But I will definitely have to look up that Stoneham.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's already talking about the number one, wearing the number one and all this jazz. So, I mean, he's all about...
Ooh, that's bold.
Yeah,
that's a bold statement, my friend. You got a hell of a legacy with Anthony Carter and Braylon Edwards.
Yep.
That's
You don't talk. You don't want to talk about. You don't want to talk about Terrell? David Terrell, what?
Oh, yeah, Terrell. Come on. Yeah. Well, you know, Terrell was a good college player, but he just ran his mouth too much, and especially in the NFL.
He's unemployed.
And, yeah, he was quite the bust.
He's talking about the one, so, I mean, he has some fire, you know. He's a pretty big receiver, so I expect him to come in next year and do well, contribute. Him and Tony Clemens and... looks like they're going to be good ones. Tony Clemens is, of course, Steve Breslin's cousin. He's number 17, and he looks. I think he has a good. He's quite athletic, and he's a big body. So, see, the future's bright, man. It looks like he's a gamer. He's got a lot of enthusiastic. You know, he's just everywhere. It seems like on the field, he's laughing, smiling. So he's going to be a good leader once he gets. Once he learns to be a leader, he's going to be a good leader, I think. You know, he's sort of cocky. He's got some of that Mike Hart cock in him, so... Oh, that sounded bad.
Right.
You mean to say, cocky.
The question I have, though, is the line. I mean, you're losing Jake Long and, you know, a couple other guys. You know, Michigan's line is always stacked.
Yeah, it seems like we never have a problem with that, so...
Right.
I don't know if that's the problem now. We got some young guys on the line, Boren, who's pretty good. So, I mean, there's guys coming along. Yeah, that never seems to be a problem. We got a few recruits coming, so, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't put much worry in the line right now.
Right, it just sucks we got to talk about next year because national championships for this year are pretty much done.
Right. Next year, too, the offense is going to be totally different. I don't think Mario Doggingham is going to stay around, so... we're going to have a lot of new faces next year. So.
Yeah, and they'll all be fresh, too.
Yeah, they will, yep. It might be a rough, who knows, it might be a little rough start next year. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect.
Depends on how the schedule is.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
You know, in Michigan, they got to play you know, the best schools in the nation. They have to,
right.
you know, they have to keep up with the same schedules as the USC's and,
right.
and, you know, all those types of teams. So they can't take it easy like West Virginia and just lay back and, you know, play.
A little shot there.
You know, play those joke schools all the time.
I don't know if you, I don't know if you saw the bout in there for Clemson. He took sort of a shot at Lloyd Carr after a game because they just played a double in A school, and they had trouble with him or whatever. And he was asked about, what's going on? You know, you guys sweep this one out or whatever. And he was like, I didn't pull Lloyd Carr, so it's all that matters, or something like that. So.
What a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
You know what? I tell you what. Lloyd Carr and Russell Crowe are going to go down there, and they're going to beat his ass.
That's right. How's that song go?
Fighting around the world.
With Lloyd Carr.
Right. Yeah. And, what the hell was with that anyway?
Yeah. Just being a, you know. Okay. Those SEC guys, they like themselves. I mean, it's a great conference, but man.
Yeah, it is.
They think they're great.
It is a great conference and really hard. But, I think most of those SEC teams are pretty full of themselves. And, you know, they don't give the Big Ten any love. Big Ten's getting no love this year.
Why would they? They got Northwestern got beat by Duke, and Minnesota got beat by they got beat by FIU or something like that. I mean, Big Ten as of right now looks sort of crappy, so I don't blame people. And it seems like people sort of give the Big Ten crap every year anyway, as being a crappy league. It's one of the better ones, but I mean, people still give it a lot of guff.
That's true, but I mean, you know, look where a lot of top draft picks come out of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, the top two tackles came out of the Big Ten this year, you know.
Well, it's more of
a
pro-style offense is run by everybody. Everywhere else runs that spread that we all love.
Yeah.
You don't see that, you know, a lot in the upper leagues, but Big Ten's sort of old school. I guess that's why we like it, though. But,
it's rough them up. Probably shin strap hit you in the mouth up the middle of football.
Well, we gotta wrap things up here. It's been show two. I gotta throw out the plugs, of course. Powered by Amazing Tees, amazingtees.blogspot.com. Come get a T-shirt if you're proud to be a Michigan fan again after the Notre Dame beating. can't hurt. We also got a plug here for a great blog. It's MichiganSportsCenter.com, I believe. Let me double check on that. Oh, I love going to this place. They got everything. Anything Michigan, you want to know information right away, he has it right up. As soon as they hear it, the Johnny Sears thing, that's where I heard it from. It's MichiganSportsCenter.com. Yep, www.MichiganSportsCenter.com. Great blog. Check it out. And I also got another plug for HSFootball.cc for West Michigan football, pitchers and everything. If you got a West Michigan team you follow in high school, check it out. They got all the, pitchers, forums, everything. So check that out. And we're going to be running a contest soon here. I'm thinking probably after the Eastern Michigan game or maybe the week before. We're going to do a guest host. We'll have a drawing. Just have to put your name in. You can put your name up on my MySpace on the comment section, or you can do it in the blog. You can in the comment section put your name in, and all the names will be picked out of a hat or whatever, and we'll have a guest on here. Probably show us up, you know.
Yeah, that's probably true. But hey, you know, we do what we love. We talk about what we love, and we love Michigan football.
So. Yeah, if you want to become a guest host for an episode there on the R&R show, just add your name there. We'll be running that, and hopefully we'll have some other special guests on the show down the road. So, I mean, things are looking up. If you think the show's a joke right now, maybe it'll be a little bit better as it goes along.
Yeah, I just want to throw a thank you out to Mike Hart for the guarantee.
Yeah.
Great. You let a fire under your team's ass, and, you know, your team responded. and not saying he should do that every week, but, you know, I definitely thought a team captain should stepped up and did something that he should have done, and congratulate him and the boys.
Great. That's a victory. Very well put. And let's throw out some predictions here for the Penn State game. Who you got?
Well, of course, I got Michigan.
And what's your score?
By, let me see. Michigan 24, Penn State 17.
So defensive, somewhat of a defensive game, not really, I guess. Yeah, I got Michigan too. I feel like they might hit their stride finally. And Penn State's a good team. Anthony Morelli, though, I just don't believe in him enough to give them the edge on this one.
I don't either.
Their running backs, poor man.
Yeah, he looks like such a geek.
Yeah, poor man, Chad Henning. And I just don't believe in their running back, Canem running back enough. They had great defense, but we have Mike Hart, and they don't. And I have Michigan 28, and I think they're gonna put it to them in the big house. I think this win will get them going. I hope I'm right. We'll see. So
hey, me too, man.
Yeah. So that's it. Thanks for joining us. It's been the R&R show, second episode. Should have our next one up after the Penn State game. So go blue. Got anything else to say there? Ryan?
No, I don't think so. Let's go blue.
All right, kids. See ya.